Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O Catherine, light for all the church, adorned with crowns of many flowers, we venerate you on this day, and honor you with highest praise. With noble virtues you were blessed, throughout a life of great renown, with zealous mind and humble heart, you trod the pathways of the cross. The people saw in you a star that heralds fair and timely peace. You led them back to better ways, and softened hard and savage hearts. The Holy Spirit moved your soul to speak his words as flames of fire that pour forth wisdom's holy light, and kindle love within the heart. O Virgin chosen by the Lord, lead us inflamed with ardent love, and trusting in your holy prayers, to seek the bridegroom's glorious reign. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who are the Virgin Mary's Son, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. Have courage. I have overcome the world. Alleluia. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain, see the wicked bracing their bow? They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Have courage, I have overcome the world. Alleluia. He shall sojourn in your tent, he shall dwell on your holy mountain. Alleluia. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent? and dwell on your holy mountain. He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice, and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He shall sojourn in your tent, he shall dwell on your holy mountain. Alleluia. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. Alleluia. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. Alleluia. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed any unmarried woman, is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. The virgins are led into the presence of the King, amid gladness and joy. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King, amid gladness and joy. Alleluia. Alleluia.
They are brought into the King's dwelling place.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King, amid gladness and joy. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
always and everywhere. Catherine sought and found God. Through the strength of her love, she entered into union with him. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Always and everywhere, Catherine sought and found God. Through the strength of her love, she entered into union with him. Alleluia. Christ extolled those who practiced virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaids burning brightly.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your holy virgin, Catherine. Give us constant joy through her intercession.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
You have admitted the holy virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who set Saint Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love, in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your church, grant through her intercession that your people participating in the mystery of Christ may ever exult in the revelation of his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.